Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. It's great to be back in Dallas for Media Days, and we're excited to get the season started. It's starting much earlier for us and for Coach Campbell at Iowa State. I think our guys have another maybe 10 days of workouts, and then we get rolling and get started. And so vacations are a little bit shorter, but what an opportunity to showcase the Big 12. And I think that's the biggest thing about the Ireland game with the Aer Lingus Classic is for us to be on that center stage representing this great conference with two great institutions playing in a week zero matchup, and what a great time to have that game. So we're excited about that opportunity, but it's just been a busy summer, and we're excited about getting going. We're thrilled. Thanks for Commissioner Yormark for all your hard work. Thanks to President Linton at K-State, our athletic director Gene Taylor for the support and the great opportunity you give our staff and our student athletes. So we'll open up for questions.
If you have a question, please raise your hand until we have a microphone holder next to you. Okay, we'll go here center right.
Hey, Coach. Ben Hutchins with the Quad City Times. I'm wondering, what did you first think when presented with the opportunity to play in Ireland? And specifically, did you have any reservations about moving a home game to a neutral site?
Yeah, absolutely. We had reservations about taking a home game out of our community and our economy. But just talking to our athletic director, it just gave our kids an opportunity. There's 110 kids, five kids. I don't know how many we have on the roster now that are going to get a chance to go abroad. I got a chance to go over there in February for the first time with my wife. So I thought it was a great opportunity in that respect. And 18 months ago, it was, this is the greatest thing. Now it's coming up on us pretty fast. And for our people back at home, all our admin that are putting this trip together, especially Casey Feldkamp, I can't thank those people enough. They're doing the real hard work of the logistics of getting everything organized. We couldn't do it without those people. But it's just a great opportunity for the Big 12.
Okay. Center right.
Hi, Coach. Kleiman out with Bussey, 24/7 Sports. I know you grew up in the state of Iowa. Not sure if you grew up in Iowa or an Iowa State fan, but I'm curious if you think back to your childhood, how much you have seen the Iowa State-Kansas State game evolve, change, and what it's like to be a part of it now and see its growth.
Well, let's get it straight. I grew up in Waterloo, Iowa, and I was a Northern Iowa fan, and that's where I played, was at the University of Northern Iowa. So I wasn't a Hawkeye or a Cyclone. I was a Panther. It's a great rivalry. I remember watching it all the time as a kid and listening to the games. And I'm a college football fan, and I'm a Midwest college football fan. So wherever I've been coaching in the Midwest, if there's a game that has Iowa or Iowa State, I'm probably tuned in just because I've got so many friends that went to those schools. I've got friends on both coaching staffs. And so I know that this is a great rivalry between Iowa State and Kansas State. It has been for an awful long time. And great respect between the two programs.
We'll go center left.
Coach Drake Toll, Locked On Big 12. Thoughts on it being an unprotected rivalry in the Big 12 and the possibility of linking this game in those protected rivalries moving forward?
Yeah, that's above my pay grade. I don't have a clue what's protected and what's not protected, when we play somebody, when we don't play somebody. I think that was probably the unintended consequences with getting as many schools that you have is the imbalance of scheduling in every league. I couldn't even tell you. I know who we play this year in all of our games. I couldn't tell you who we play next year, and that's probably a better thing.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll have a microphone holder come to you. To your center left.
JT Wisch, still Locked On Utes. Coach, last year you guys fell short of media expectations. You know, just how do you view expectations going into a preseason? Do you like being the underdog? And how do you view all of that?
I try to ignore it as best I can. It's one of the reasons we as coaches did not do a coaches poll, because I think the narrative has really hurt our league. I know it hurt Arizona State, and I know it hurt BYU last year. I look at meeting expectations, not beating. We won 9 games the last 3 years, which is pretty dang good. Not every school can say they've done that. But in 2022, when we won the Big 12, the best thing that those kids did was block out the outside noise. And I think that's the key in today's day and age of college football, of which team can block out some of those outside noise. And there's a lot of them right now, and come together as a football team. And that's the challenge for us as a coaching staff.
A question, please raise your hand. We'll go to center right.
Kansas State Radio. Good morning, or I guess good afternoon. I'm a little weird on time.
Wyatt, great to see you.
My question is about the offensive line. You have 4 transfer students coming in there. How do you see them fitting into the mix?
I think when you look at our offensive line, Sam Hecht is the mainstay at center, and I think he's one of the best in the league. Then you have Taylor Poitier and Andrew Linegang, and Taylor's been around almost as long as Stan Weber has in our program. But TP's a great player for us. Liney's a great player for us. But we needed some older guys as these younger guys grew. And George Fitzpatrick is one that was here in the spring that elevated himself to the top of the depth chart at left tackle. The other 3 transfers, we're excited to see this fall and this summer so we can figure out where they fit in and how much they're going to help us, because they're going to help us. And I think we'll play more on the offensive line than we have in the past because we have more depth. I think a name that a lot of people don't know about, you do and Stan does, is John Pastore. John missed the entire 2024 season, was penciled in to be in the rotation, if not a starter at tackle, and he's back now healthy this year and over 300 pounds and 6'6" plus. He'll be a big player for us. So I like where we're at in the offensive line, but we need to practice those guys all together and have that chemistry come together.
We'll go center left.
Hey, Coach. GoPowerCat.com, John Grove here. How important is VJ Payne's experience and playmaking ability to stabilizing the back end? And what roles do you foresee emerging players like Donovan McIntosh and Zayshon Rich?
Yeah, great question. VJ is the unquestioned leader back there in the secondary. And VJ's been a 3-year starter for us. He's one of a handful of guys that started in a Big 12 championship at AT&T in 2022. And now has been a 2-year great player for us. And he's coming into his last year, and he's turned into one of our best leaders, which he needs to be. He knows he needs to be more vocal. And I think he'll be a great sounding board for the young kids you talked about, Zayshon and Donovan. Those 2 kids got a chance to play significant amount in the Rate Bowl, and both played really well. And this game's about confidence and belief, and I think they gained that confidence in themselves, and I know they gained the belief of their teammates. And that's a key thing. If you can gain the belief of your teammates, I'm excited about those young two. But without a doubt, myself, Coach Klanderman, Coach Malone, we've got a lot of work to do in the secondary because we lost 3 NFL kids back there.
You have a question, please raise your hand. We'll go to the front row, center right.
Hey, Coach. Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media. Wanted to ask you just what are some of the steps that you've seen Avery Johnson take as a quarterback as he prepares for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is how he looks. He's put on probably 17 pounds of lean muscle mass, and he's filled out. He's not a sophomore anymore. He's an upperclassman as a junior. So his body's matured. He's taken everything very seriously in the weight room, in the nutrition, in the recover aspect. So his body's just a lot better. He's carrying a lot more weight, and he's faster. And that's something that we strive and we stress is you can get bigger, stronger, and also be faster, and he's done that. And then I think the other things, people have asked me a lot today, what one area? I think it's collectively in totality what he's going to be better at, and it starts with what he's going to see pre-snap and what he's going to go from pre-snap to post-snap. I think he's ready to take on even more things at the line of scrimmage. And everybody knows he's a terrific athlete in space. But he's also a really good thrower of the football. And I just think all the 13 games of experience he had last year will help him. And then another underrated factor that doesn't probably get brought up enough is he's got Matt Wells. And Matt Wells, I think, is one of the best quarterback coaches in the country. He's a close friend of mine, and so fortunate to have Matt stay with us, be the offensive coordinator, and be in that room with Avery, who's calling, and Avery knows Matt's calling the plays. I think that's really going to have a huge impact.
We have a question center right in the back.
Hi, Coach. David Howman with Devils in Detail. Given your experience coaching in the FCS, both with Northern Iowa, where you played, and then later with North Dakota State, I'm curious what your perspective is on the college football playoff, being at 12 teams this past year and likely expanding beyond that with your experience having coached in the FCS playoff format and how that transitions with the FBS.
Yeah, I think a perfect landing spot would be 16. How we get to that, I'm not quite sure, but I think it would be 16, and I would eliminate the byes. I think that's something that everybody should play the same amount of games. You know, there was 16 for a while in FCS, it went up to 24, but shoot, you had to win four straight weekends, so the best team would truly get to be crowned. And so I'd like it to get to 16. I know this, everybody, the wear and tear on the athletes is real. I don't think we help that at all by knocking the roster size down. I don't think that was a good move at all, but that's control what you can control. So that's gonna be a concern when you have fewer players playing that amount of games. But I'm excited about, you know, what I was able to watch last year of the playoff and the potential expansion here in another year.
Go to the second row.
Coach Lynn Harrington with Stay Alive in Power 5. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you again. So, you know, over the last couple seasons, Kansas State has been one of the best rushing teams in the Big 12. However, you lost running back DJ Giddens. Can you talk about how the running back room is holding up with Dylan Edwards and the other running backs?
Yeah, I'm excited about the running back room. You know, before DJ Giddens, we had a kid named Deuce Vaughn that a lot of people heard about. And Deuce Vaughn may have been the best college football player I've ever seen. And people said, what are you going to do when you don't have Deuce Vaughn? And all of a sudden DJ Giddens came on. We have running backs. And Dylan Edwards is a star, and he's a game breaker. And Dylan Edwards is going to be better because of a guy like Joe Jackson. That is another really good, talented running back. And they're both going to be better because of the ability for us to have more playmakers outside at wide receiver. We've always had really good tight ends, and that's no different this year. And then we have some younger players in that running back room that I'm excited to see how they grow. But between Dylan and Joe, they're two terrific running backs, and everybody saw Dylan Edwards' ability to be a game breaker in the Rate Bowl, but I think all those guys will be better because we're going to be better around them.